Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We're more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
banger.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master. Video production. Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Why, yay, yay. Key scratches up in the motherfucking building. Let's get it. Yeah. I told you that shit was going to work today. Motherfucking dumb bastards. We got Julia. We got Creepy. DJ.
Hey.
Loco. Everybody got the claps. Nah, I'm just kidding. What up, though?
Everybody got the claps. That's the bullshit.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? Hey,
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I thought the highway patrol had like a little thing going on there on the freeway, right? Because I'm like every fucking half a mile, it's a highway patrol park.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, why they shut the fucking freeway down because the vice president came through San Bernardino?
Oh, yeah, she was down there. I saw that.
Hell yeah. I could have threw a rock at her car, nigga, where I was at.
Oh, yeah.
I took you all the way to Washington.
They took you to jail in Washington.
And go to the bomb.
They better not lock up them motherfuckers that ran in that bitch.
Yeah.
Mm. They better just throw a rock back at me. Nigga, if the goddamn vice president, because I see she was in San Bernardino, you threw a rock, nigga, that'd been your ass.
But this is the twist. This is the twist to it. These motherfuckers been working on this freeway, on the 210 freeway, to the 10 for about almost a year. It seemed like they had about 200 people out there working for the first time. These motherfuckers is funny as shit.
Look, babe. President, vice president, if they anywhere in the vicinity, they shutting shit down.
They kicked the homeless people off the side of the freeway. They had their little fences and shit. They kicked all that shit out.
Yeah, I heard she was gonna be down there. See, that's why you gotta watch the news. Then you would know what's going on.
I knew she was gonna be down here, but I didn't know she was gonna be this close. The little CDF right here off of fucking what is it? Sierra Way.
Cause when she get out the car, nigga, it's a wrap. Everything is shut down, nigga.
Yeah, helicopters,
nigga,
all kind of shit.
Nigga, that's the vice president, nigga. That's the way it's gonna be, nigga. When as soon as I come up, nigga, everybody gonna shut everything down when I come around.
We need to
nigga
do
gonna
this.
Be like, oh, scratch around this motherfucker. No, y'all motherfucker gonna have to shut this bitch down. Scratches out this bitch. I'm just saying. Hey, look, check this out.
They gonna shut down.
They gonna start laughing. Nigga,
like he ain't got no
secret
service, so we ain't
shutting
shit down.
Nigga, they gonna
y'all
be like,
y'all know they gotta show out because they say she from Oakland.
They gonna be like, the Kang is here. We gotta shut this bitch down. The Kang, nigga. Not Martin Luther Kang. Not Rodney Kang. None of them other Kang. The Kang Scratch is here, man. We gotta shut this bitch down. Watch what I say.
They gonna stop one
like for
you, and after that
you're your own. Oh, I thought you was gonna be riding in the car with me. That's fucked up. You just gonna,
I'm gonna ride with you, but shit, we just gonna have to run the lights, nigga. We can't stop. We have to run them.
JoJo, yeah. Record your intro. You record your intro.
Yeah, man.
Take a run up towards the car. I'm shooting. I'm not
mad at them. Yeah, I know. Nigga be like, nigga, you better not pull up on me, nigga. It's on.
I ain't right. When they don't want you to start at nine people.
I guarantee you it's better than you riding by your goddamn self. You'd rather be in the car with us.
I'm gonna be on a bicycle any motherfucking way. I can't afford no car.
Fool, if I see you on a bicycle, nigga, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this. You just might think it's gonna be a three-wheel bike.
I look at it. Like, this is my thing. I'm not looking for no problem. I don't want no problem because I deal with problems, but at the end of the day, I want to go home safe. And
exactly.
Whoever with me, we gonna make it home safe.
Exactly. And that's what we do. So look, check this out. I got me a new dog today. Well, actually, I got my wife.
A new dog?
Yeah, I got me a new dog.
What's his name?
It's Chihuahua.
Oh, shit. I already know I ain't coming to fuck with you at all.
What's the name of, what y'all call him, Cowboy?
Nope. As a matter of fact, it got something to do with the Cowboy, but the name, the nigga name is Niner. Ha ha!
Aw.
That's some bullshit.
Over and out. Niner, over and out.
Square business.
The dog name is Niner. And we gonna make his kill word Cowboy. So if anybody say Cowboy around the dog, he gonna go the fuck off.
Well, I'm gonna say Cowboy all day. He better be ready. He better be ready, cause I'm gonna be like Cowboy this, the Cowboy that.
Mm-hmm. He just gonna be on guard. He gonna be on guard. The motherfucker, he only 6 weeks old. So you got a lot of time to be his friend.
You should have named
what kind
him
of dog is
PAP or
it's Doobie a pet bull
or something like that.
Nigga, you should have called that nigga True West, nigga. You should have been like, True West, come here.
Nah, I got it from my wife. You know what I'm saying? She wanted a puppy, so I got it for her. So it was up to her, whatever she want to name it. Because when I got my goddamn Chihuahua, I had to sit up there when that motherfucker was little and it was crying and all that shit. Your baby crying. All that old type of shit. So now she got to go through that shit. Because I know at the end of the day, it's getting ready to be my goddamn dog.
I would have told her, that's our baby. So your baby crying, I'd have been, no, our baby crying, so you need to check on the baby, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, it's something that, it's one good thing about it. It's something that she got. Now, she got a project to where she won't be fucking up my project. That's all I'm talking about.
Oh, hey, but she, hey, so is it a blue, a red, American?
It's blue. He more blue than white, but he blue and white.
Oh, but I'm just saying, yeah, them motherfucking boy.
Yeah.
It's
a pair of bulls.
You're going to have to give him some good chewing bone.
Yep.
He's about to eat all y'all shit.
No, it ain't. Shit.
Yeah, he gonna eat your chihuahuas, nigga. They gonna be smacked.
Nigga.
Yes, he is. They be feeding like a motherfucker. And my dog, he
feeding
for a long ass time.
Rez will beat his ass up right now. So, he gonna get to know his sister.
Now, since he a puppy, he ain't gonna really trip, but it's just them motherfuckers, they like to chew. I don't know what it is with the blues, but
I know. But, yeah, he gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good trainer, so I'm gonna make sure the motherfucker got his shit together. If not, she gonna be chewing on her shit, not mine. My shit is out here.
Is the
bear
alive? Is a girl?
No, it's a boy.
Oh shit! See, you gonna be acting like Bully. Bully, his grandpa was a blue dog. That's why his ass be tripping.
But look, the motherfucker, daddy and mama is fucking huge. I don't know if they was giving them dogs steroids or what, but them motherfuckers was like, they look like bodybuilders and shit.
But this is what you need to ask them. Ask when you talk to them. You ask them what is their bloodline. They bloodline with a last name or whatever the fuck, because that's usually what they are. They, you know what I mean, name their last name once they find out the real bloodline. Like
Daddy. I don't know, but I know that the daddy, that nigga look like that nigga go to the gym every day type of motherfucker.
Okay, well, this will tell you. All right, I'm going to tell you this. How big is his paw?
Oh, nigga, paw's big as fuck.
It's going to be like his daddy.
He got some big ass paw. And the motherfucker just right now, that nigga, he was sleep all day. Then I just went in there and that motherfucker had some food. That nigga was tearing the goddamn food up. I'm like, damn, cuz, you was just sleep. Yeah, so this nigga is gonna be huge. I can't wait, because I know when she can't handle that motherfucker, he gonna be out here with me.
Man, this dog right there. He chewed on shit for a long ass time. He got his ass whooped enough to figure it out. But like even now, he'll take your shoes and sleep on them. Or like he took all my clothes out the dirty clothes basket and had to put them in his bed and shit. Like weird shit. Shit, boy, he doing.
Well, once again, my clothes in the room. My clothes is in the room and my studio out here, so that nigga is not getting ready to do that. Not out here.
What did you say when they do stuff like that? What?
It's more like they want your, they're used to your scent. They used to land with you. when that changes, their behavior changes.
Yep. Nigga, I bought my mama a miniature. I bought my mama a miniature Doberman picture named Jabba. And I'd be looking for one of my shirts, and Jabba be done grabbed my shirt and ran up in her house with the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. He take everything. He'll take the socks that he just pulled off. Like, you be looking for you going back outside, like, where's my shoes? Where my socks at? Like,
I think it was nasty. Well, yeah, well, this is about to be a challenge for her not me, but it's, at least, like I said, it give her something to do versus fucking with me.
But they nice dogs, though. It's fun. Like this dog, he in my damn face right now. When you get a good boy, you got a partner for life.
Well, you know, if I train them like I train Rezzy, my Chihuahua, it's gonna be all fine. Cause it, whatever I tell Rezzy to do, she'll do it. You know, I say, go get your ball and bring it over here. She gonna pick up the ball and bring it to me. So, you know, I know what to do.
She know how to go in your cooler and get your girl.
Shit, I wish she did. I think my beard is bigger than her, so she ain't going to be able to do all that.
I wish my dog was the kind that would bring the ball to you. But he like he a nigga with an attitude. He's down still. He'll go to the house, and he'll start kicking the bowl. Like, he'll kick the water bowl. Or he'll kick the food bowl. He'll keep kicking it until you say something for him or bring him some food or something.
Yeah, see, we ain't going to have that. It's a little baby, so we gonna teach him how to, you know, it's almost like when you got a kid, if you do the right thing with your little kid while it's little, when they grow up, it's gonna understand that I'm not fucking with those dudes. I'm not fucking with that woman. I'm not fucking with these people. You know what I mean?
Not like he don't be being bad. He just be trying to, really, he be trying to tell Chris. Because Chris don't understand. I understand, like, when he hear water, he'll come around. Like, I see him looking in the door and ask you, and you ask him, you like, do you want some water? Like, he'll start wagging his tail, he'll run in circles and shit. And I've been trying to tell Chris that the nigga really is way smarter than you think he is.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, dog, it just depends on how you get at them when they little. Get at them right when they little. They understand when they get old.
I read that somewhere. That's why I always be talking to them. They say if you talk to your dog, they start to understand.
You know, and another thing too, like if you got your dog and you talk to them and they turn their head sideways, they understand what the fuck you saying.
Yeah.
Or they try to figure it out. Then when they stop doing it, they know. Because Ray is a little stupid ass. If I know exactly what to tell her and she'll do exactly what I say. Get your ass out of here. Go home. If I tell her go home, she go in her house. You know, so she, I love it. Like I said, she got a project that she could work on and she won't be messing with me when I'm trying to do my project. Oh, and Julia.
What's
up? I finished that goddamn shit. I'm so happy.
Yeah, what's up?
I finished that damn wedding.
Oh.
I am happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm drinking, motherfucker. Huh?
I said, have they saw it yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy. I'm drinking Amsterdam and orange juice now. Shit.
You should have videotaped their reaction.
They just called. I wish I would have. I know they probably going to look at her about 1,000 times before, you know.
That's so for you.
podcast. It's everywhere. What's up, man?
It's 30 below zero down here in Florida, so you do the math.
Ain't no 30 below zero. You better cut that out.
Shit, it's 30 degrees outside down here, bro.
Nigga, you said below.
Yeah, shit, anything goddamn below freezing is below zero to me.
I ain't mad at
it. Hey, he said when that wind blows, it's 30 degrees, but when the wind blow, it feel like it's lower.
Man, I feel you.
Nigga, when it's 30 degrees, nigga, I was telling my nigga earlier, it was 30 degrees the other day, and it wasn't the other day. As a matter of fact, it was like last Friday, and I gotta go and take the trash out. Nigga, when you look and you see the goddamn frost on your car and on the grass, and then when you say, oh my God, and you see the words come out your mouth when you say it, that's cold as a motherfucker. I'm trying to take out the trash. I'm like, oh, God. Boy, I pull that trash can out the yard so motherfucking fast. And as soon as I got in the house, I was shaking like a mini bike. It was cold as fuck. 30 degrees is cold. That's freezing. All right, somebody about to get put in time out.
Well, that ain't me, so.
Who the ego?
Oh, my God.
I have nothing on in the background.
What? Y'all tell me something good. What y'all know good? I need something. I need some good news.
It's my birthday.
Hey, let me tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Go ahead.
All right, you remember the semi-pro team I played for? I sent it to y'all. I sent it to you and Sweet Pea. Hold on. Now, didn't I tell y'all? Guess where they were playing at? 2 days after San Francisco played, guess where they played at?
Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And I didn't see you
That's
nowhere
the
on the field.
You know where I was at? Look here, motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
You was over there
throwing
the water bottle.
Let me tell you something. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. I played for them 5 years. And I told you, them motherfuckers looking for people all the time. Like I told you, I wouldn't try it out for the Texans. I'm just showing you how close I'll be up on that shit where I can do that shit. I just don't be motherfucking talking.
All
right. Shit. Nigga, I'm real, nigga. Remember that. I'm real.
You got an opportunity, go and do it. Shit. I ain't getting on nobody's football field. I go and play some flag with y'all motherfuckers, but you ain't getting ready to hit me because I'll be broke all the fuck up now. I go play
man,
some basketball with y'all motherfuckers.
You
go play basketball every day. But I ain't getting out there and get hit like a motherfucker but with nobody trying to tackle me. Fuck that.
Well, they called me for the tryout this year. This season they called me. I'm about to play. Say, what, Pump? What'd you say, Mr. Elwood?
I said, you got about another year left in you. You can soak in some Epsom salt and some
WD-40. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that when that was a good one. You right. That's what I'm going to start doing.
I seen you.
Hey, they called me to try this season. They called me this season to try. I didn't go. I said, I'm working at the Dollar Tree.
You need a loop and an oil change and spark plugs and all that shit.
Oh, hey, when they come this season, I'll be ready.
Oh, I want to see you out there in action.
I'm going to have True West on my helmet. You know that detail? I'm going to put it on my helmet. So y'all can
hell
feel me out there. You feel me?
You gonna have a whole sponsorship
of
True West on one side and
try to
get
it. I wanna see this. Send me a picture.
Yeah.
Hey, but Heaven Love,
no,
Heaven
no,
Love,
no,
was
send me a
Heaven
picture.
Heaven Love was with the Cowboys. Heaven Love was a sinner. They plotting to send Heaven Love to the Cowboys back early in the
90s.
Nigga, I was a nose.
Yeah,
this knee went bad.
Yeah, you was guarding everybody's nose, nigga.
Whatever the bitch.
Fuck, I hope you went out in
there. You was trying to make sure they was hydrated. You was the motherfucker sitting up here putting the water in their mouth.
Tell them, Heaven Love. Go ahead, Heaven. Nigga, I was a superstar by far. On the young nigga school and run a 300-yard lineup all motherfucking game long. Yeah, nigga, I rushed for over 300, nigga. In the second half.
Hey,
did it? Hey, thank you. Heaven Love care about five people in the end zone. Heaven Love had about five people He carried all five motherfuckers into the end zone with the ball.
60 yards.
Heaven Love had a Buddha
ID
driving him in a limousine back in high school.
Yeah.
That nigga said he drove five people in the end zone. What was that, in a golf cart, nigga?
Yeah, they rode on me like I was the golf boy. They rode on Heaven Love. He still made the touchdown. I'm trying to tell you.
Nigga,
Heaven Love was a machine.
He was one way to bring me down on this football wheel. It was the one
y'all
thing
motherfuckers,
to do.
I would tell y'all this. Y'all gonna have to find some video for that.
Okay. I know I got my school picture. I can get Heaven Love school picture with our uniforms on. Crockett Bull.
Oh, nigga, I
ain't
seen no picture. I said video.
If I get to the video, I'm gonna get the video.
I don't know about no video.
I get the
shit out, but they probably in the paper because my daddy used to be in the paper.
Yeah, I got clips of me when I played football, but I ain't got no. I don't have no video.
Yeah,
it's a couple of people that have video because it was almost like when I was with Candyman when we was on Arsenio Hall, I could not find that shit nowhere, and I put the motherfucker online, and this motherfucker had the shit on a VHS and sent me the copy of the VHS. I could never
y'all
find that.
Y'all please be patient.
Y'all
on
Soul
shit.
Train too, weren't
you? Nigga, we was on there. We was on Party Machine. We was on Byron Allen. We was on Nia People Show. Remember Nia People? She had a show called Party Machine.
Yeah, I remember that. Dance Party USA, all that.
Man, the motherfuckers sent me the goddamn all the footage on the VHS. I'm moving, but I can send it to you.
That's that rocket knocking the boots. That boot boy, y'all killed the game with that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted the knocking boots. It's on my YouTube page right now.
Who loves you so? Never wanna let you go.
Hey, that boy. Hey, hit the lyrics, scratch. Hit the lyrics, do it. Go ahead, hit the lyrics, scratch to the song.
No. Them the wrong president.
Can you play the song tonight? Everybody here, take them back who didn't hear it.
No, he ain't gonna be able to do it.
How the fuck you gonna tell me what I can do or what I can't do?
Let's hear it one time, Scratch. Friday night jam. Bring that back. You and Candyman.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Let me see. First of all.
Uh-oh.
I remember y'all Arsenio Hall and Soul Train. And that's the number one song in the club, Heaven Love, you know. They doing a line dance too and everything. Did the motherfucker get freaky on it and all that?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see something real quick. This shit is crazy. I'm trying to find this bullshit.
Nigga, go to pause.
Got a pause. What them ladies in? What the pretty ladies in for tonight? All the beautiful women on.
Oh,
guys.
Shit.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Sister Love, man. Heaven.
Yeah. They call me his love. I'm the Bangkok boss.
Mr. Loverman.
Every time somebody say that, I think about ODB. Well, he was like, this one's for all the pretty girls and the ugly girls, too.
Yeah. We don't need nobody out.
Look at this cat. This nigga always on here trying to get a love connection.
Would you like to get a Would you like to be a part of Heaven Love Late Night Satisfaction, where we give you everything? The men can say that you don't go down with the count after 10.
I think I say Heaven Love Late Night Satisfaction. Okay, hold on. I'm going to see if I can find this motherfucker.
Yeah, I want to hear it, Scrant. That'll be full vibration from you.
Hey, look, check this out. Let me see if this go play.
Get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Install the Chime app today and get started.
Wait a minute, hold on. What the fuck? Wait.
Got me pop locking.
Attention, all ladies. The Candyman is on the prowl.
That's it, y'all.
And for those that want to get busy, you got to speak up now.
This rock, this time, it's one of a kind. Blowing your mind like only the continent
can. Oh, I know this song.
Knock in the mouth.
That's Candy Scratch, baby.
What's the candy you screaming?
Him and Candyman.
Oh, we're so far ahead.
My name, this is what you've been missing.
Let it play, baby. Let's go.
I know you're suffering. So sweet, a Candyman, sweet nothing. Hugging and tugging and rubbing. Loving it all. Having a ball. All y'all girlies next to me. Talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll chill. Candyman, tell him the truth. We'll still end up knocking the boo.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
At each and every show, there's this groupie. Artist knows what she wants to do to me. She knows my name, knows every rap routine. But how'd she get in my limousine? Don't act a fool, don't you? I'm just a performer. I was cool, but the fool got former. Norma cornered me in. Her and a friend named Lynn. Ben, they took me in to the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them wait, said my pockets was thin. She blew me a kiss. I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want you, but the devil made me do it. To the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop. We knock boots till 6 o'clock. Like as we lay all night long,
all night long.
She sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, I do. Tunnel of love is what I'm entering. When I mention it, you're surrendering. Giving it up like a good girl has to. Living it up. Eventually, you ask to stay. You're gonna pay for this. Just rest your breast on my chest. Yes, I'm impressed with the way you cold love me down. I don't wanna sit down. I just wanna get down. I'm on the ground down on my knees. Like James Brown singing, please, please. Round two, I'm down to do what it takes to make you understand. I'm the candy man and I melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Hard as a rock, yes, I'm no sucker. The boots I knock make me one bad mother. Knocking while I'm here hopping. Many people say my lyrics are shocking. Just because of the simple subject. Everyone should love this, cause everybody does it. Whether they admit it or if they deny it. You better keep quiet or else you might have to see a skeleton, skeleton. But girl, that's irrelevant. Break out the bottle of Oxy for Monty. Pop off the top and rock with my posse. Feel the Al, Big Bill, and T-Fly. We ask the questions, you give the reply. MC Chip, Big Robin, Bud. Rocking on the waterbed, knocking on the rug. I'm just playing, what I'm saying ain't ill. Girl, you should know I'm real. Real.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate
thank
that,
you,
man.
That nigga. I know that song. But you know what? I was so young. I didn't know. Like, I thought that was like old boy from Kid and Play or something. I didn't know that was who that was.
That's Candyman.
I know that damn song. My mom and dad, they used to talk to me.
Scratch on that little show they was on and scratching and stuff in the background on the video.
It
was on YouTube.
On Arsenio, when I was on Arsenio and Dear People Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I seen that a long time ago. I didn't even know that was you.
Yeah, that was me. Nigga,
yeah,
I was up there looking like Blade. I had on a long-ass motherfucker leather trench coat. Nigga, everybody used to be like, nigga, you looking like Blade, nigga. And Blade wasn't even out. But when they seen it, after the fact. Them motherfuckers say, nigga, you look like Blade up there on the turntable, nigga. Mm-hmm. Well,
that
I got
is really dope. Because I don't know.
You didn't know that, Sweet Pea?
No, but that song was a big-ass song in the South. That was a big song. I remember
that
song. That
was chopped and everything.
Hell yeah, what?
That boy go hard screwed and chopped. Man.
You ain't been screwed up.
I never heard that shit.
Tell
him,
baby. Oh, man, that shit killing the game, man. That shit killing. And when you got a good system and a car be knocking and they bring that shit back. That boy be hitting, dog. Oh, about to say,
man,
nigga, that shit go on.
Them motherfuckers would. Betty White was on our ass for that goddamn song. Until we start working with her and shit, and she was like, you guys did a good job on that song. And you know, that's Tonight Is Tonight, you know. She was on our ass. And me and Johnny, we was doing the show with her. Me and Johnny J, rest in peace, we was doing the show with her. And she said, y'all the boys just stole my song. I was like, oh, shit. Don't get roasted by Betty Wright. But she's like, y'all did a good job.
Damn.
I said,
y'all did a good job.
She said, you ain't got to call me Betty. Just call me Mama. I was like, all right, Mama. See ya.
And that's the thing, that Billboard shit, that shit didn't really, it couldn't have worked the way it was supposed to. That song, that was a big-ass song down here. Like, I heard that song a lot. I'm telling you, I know the damn song. I know Betty Wright, too, of course. I know the words to hers, but I know that song.
I thought you knew that. That's crazy. You didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
You had Candyman on the show, didn't you? You had him on the show one time or something?
He ain't never called the show. But I tell you what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to tell you what. I had Skeelo. I had my little brother on there.
Oh, it might be Skeelo. That was Skeelo. I remember it was somebody that you had on there about that. They had a song out. Y'all had a song. And the thing about it, Scratch, man, that song goes so hard. Heavy Love, he's a DJ. They do line dance, everything in the club. That makes that better right there, come back with y'all song. But, hey, man, I salute you, man. You an icon, man. That's just one of your projects that you done did, you know, at high volumes, man. I salute you, man. I appreciate you even rocking that, man. That,
that's inspired me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Luckily, the sound effect was on because I had to go to the YouTube and play that motherfucker. So luckily, the sound effects is working. But look, check this out. We're going to get to a couple of songs. As a matter of fact, well, I think y'all probably heard them, but I got some more Candyman songs that a lot of people ain't heard. So check this out. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Watch this here. Let me see. Do I want to go core DJs first? Yeah, I'm going to go core. Nah, I'm going to do this one first. True West. Right, yeah, yeah. Let's get it.
New York, Detroit, don't stop. New Orleans, Miami, Candy, back again, Mac and her, Jack and him, for his girl or her friend, maybe both, two shots of gin. All my folks, raise your hands, just be glad you made it in, cause I'm the host, I'm ready to win. Let's have a toast, let the games begin.
All my ladies make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money.
All my ladies make take money, money, take money, money, money.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' style.
If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, anytime, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my balls like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know again, scratch ITV. West Coast, East Side, SC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' style. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just killin'
Thank you. boss. We all boss. Player. Player. What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Associate with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl, Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga, JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, True West Radio. Aye, aye, aye. If y'all like, give us a call, 323-642-1597. I forget the goddamn number. I was trying to wait to catch up with the music. Hold on, I got a question real quick. Julia. Julia?
What's up?
Grandpa cool?
Oh, yeah, he's straight.
I want to know you were here first. I just want to make sure Grandpa was cool.
Yeah, he's straight.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's what's up. Mr. Everywhere.
Thanks,
Hey, DJ M. Love. Get everybody in. I want everybody to get the clap at the same time. You got JoJo. Buddha Ali. Hold on. Let's get them in. Everybody. What, 86 in the building? You want them? What the fuck is up? Boy, that's a whole lot of people out to sit up here at 9.
Why do you slide up? Why do you shorten up our claps when you said confetti and red violin? Now you try to give us the claps on somebody. I heard what you did.
Stop it with, here you go. Let me give y'all some.
I know how you do it, Scratch. Yeah. Yeah, I seen what you did, Scratch. So, you know, I be in the studio, too. I know when something ain't right.
Some shit always, mate. Hey, wait, what's going on, huh?
Yeah, man. I see how he do it. He talking about for the dog. He talking about he got a dog and he gonna let his other half do what she want with it to have her own project, but he naming the name of the dog.
Name the damn dog. I didn't name the dog.
You said the dog name was Niner.
If I named the dog, I was gonna name him Maestro.
You told us the dog name was Niner.
No, my wife named the dog Niner, not me.
Oh wow! Okay, I can't believe that.
I didn't name the dog. It's her dog. Shit.
Okay.
She named the dog Niner. I named him like Maestro or something to do with music. I wanted to call the motherfucker. What was that goddamn name I was thinking about? Woofer. I wanted to call him Woofer. That's what I would have did. Maestro, Woofer, anything that got to do with music or music appliances is what I would have named the dog. He said, you know what we're going to name
him? Machine,
yeah. And then, I would have named the motherfucker some crazy shit. I named Resin because of weed resin.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Why you didn't name the dog Hi-Hat? Why you didn't name it Hi-Hat?
I name a dog. If I ever get a dog, another dog, his name might be Hi-Hat.
I ain't mad at you. Drum kick.
It's gonna be how big kick. The dog is. If it's a big old dog, his name be Woofer.
What about Cowboy's Kick?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm getting ready to train this dog since his name is Niner. I'm gonna train the dog to where the kill word is cowboy. So if anybody say cowboy, the dog is getting ready to growl at you or attack you.
But I thought you said that was your wife's project. You wasn't gonna get involved.
I know it's starting as her project, but it's gonna wind up being mine in the end.
Well, see, that's why I think you named the dog.
So if you come over here and the dog is sitting there, it ain't gonna fuck with you. But if you say cowboy, I'm gonna put signs all around my house and say, don't say cowboy. Because the dog is gonna
close. When I'm over there, I'm gonna close the door and say cowboys, cowboys, cowboys. Or the dog outside. Right.
You gonna get ate up. You gonna get ate up or something.
Chihuahua, I got damn so make a pet bull do what I want him to do.
Chihuahua will be in that gate.
And why?
Wait a minute.
Why is always y'all two to come on this goddamn radio show and want to bring up something that you guys can't control, couldn't control, and it's over control?
Now, I heard what you were saying earlier. That's all. Somebody mentioned the dog, and then somebody said that your name was the cowboy. You said, I didn't call it cowboy, but it got something to do with a cowboy. That was you.
That's a kill word. So if motherfuckers come and rush in my goddamn mouth, all I'm going to say is cowboy. And this guy to attack everybody around the motherfucker.
Right.
No,
so see, you were saying,
not on y'all coming over type of shit.
Oh, see, you were saying that before I even said something. You said that like 30, 40 minutes ago.
I know,
see,
of course, but that's what
okay,
she named
about
me Niner.
It's always me
she,
and confetti.
She named me Niner, and
you.
She named me Niner, and I went in there and said, you know what our safe word is for him to start fucking shit up? It's cowboy.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm talking about. So why are you saying it's me and confetti always the ones when you know it was you?
I didn't say nothing. I said what I was going to tell my dog. Nigga, it ain't got nothing to do with you.
Okay, OG, I hear you.
I'm just saying.
You call the Cowboys and give us some kibbles and bits.
Cowboys,
throwing some. You call
the
Cowboys and throw some baloney.
When you want the dog to go and eat somebody or growl at somebody.
Well, about if you feed, you start feeding baloney like they did on Friday. What that Friday afternoon?
This ain't Friday. This is goddamn real dog. This is real dog training.
I'm gonna feed baloney.
Y'all come in the studio, and that motherfucker sit right there until I tell him to move.
I'm gonna feed it baloney. I'm gonna have a cowboy jersey on, feed baloney.
Nigga, that was
like on Friday. Then he gonna become real nice.
What's them goddamn dog name? French bulldogs or motherfucker?
It was American Pit.
Feed him. I'm gonna feed him some Vienna sausages. He's gonna turn.
Yeah.
He's gonna become friendly.
You know what? I guarantee you, he won't eat.
He gonna think that's his name.
He could be the hungriest motherfucker in the world, but I guarantee you that motherfucker will not eat. My dog won't eat anything that you give him. My chihuahua. Here you go. She ain't gonna eat that shit unless I say, okay, you can eat it. Look at this dog training, my
nigga. Okay, dog whisperer.
Nah, I ain't saying nothing about
what. Well, they fed him on TV and it worked. We're going to try.
I called you the dog whisperer.
Yeah.
I ain't whispering about nothing. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Whisper scratch.
Oh, my God. Boy, I tell you. Motherfucker, wolf.
It's a real show.
Next time y'all smoke it, just put a little bit of crack out the pipe. Don't smoke the whole boulder, man.
I don't know
about no crack. Might be high on some marijuana, but I don't know about no crack. You might be sprinkling a little crack in your beer.
Y'all motherfuckers. Now, the way y'all be talking, it just sound like that y'all on some other kind of drugs, because...
We ain't on
nonsense.
That sound like me.
It's nonsense. Fuck that.
I'm gonna feed your dog salami.
Like we drugs. We talking about the Cowboys.
We gonna feed your dog salami.
Drugs, huh? You see how his mind shifts from Cowboys to cocaine.
JoJo can't say a goddamn thing because that nigga. Oh well. No, I drove because I didn't drive my car, ass nigga. I was like, we ain't gonna do no song. No, that nigga wanted to leave. He went home.
Well, shit, she had to go home, so I wasn't driving. But I was in my own estate. I wasn't a sore loser. I'm not gonna cry because they lost.
Did you post our picture up on your page?
I haven't got a chance to.
No, but you didn't want to. Took a picture. He had on a Dallas goddamn Cowboy, his own personal, his name, his last name on the back of his jersey. He had his. How many times I changed my jersey, nigga? But look, we took a picture. He sent it to me on a messenger or something like that, but he won't post that motherfucker up on the goddamn site.
Oh.
Hey, you know. Mm-hmm. You understand?
My nigga said it twice. Hey, you know.
Yeah, he said, we understand he don't want to post that picture. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing.
Man, that's my goddamn right-hand man. That's my nigga.
You don't get no privilege because you're a 49er.
That's my right hand man.
No,
if I call this nigga right now and say it's problems, that nigga gonna try to be here first.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
that's
but
my
you
right
gonna get privilege
man,
treatment after football game
day. He could have posted the picture up, man. I'll put it up there. Don't worry about it. I'm put it up there tonight.
See, this is the thing. I don't be on Facebook like that, so it really don't cross my mind to post. I don't really post shit on my Facebook anyway.
I'm going to put it on my Instagram so it'll go all over the place.
All right.
You're going to be like, I still love you, though. Hey, look.
Oh, look. I got a question about music before y'all do this again. That Hootie Mama song you played, that was y'all's song?
To my Candyman?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are Candyman release songs. We did those a few years ago, but didn't want to release them. Sexy to Me, and then it was for Core DJ, so it was Core DJ song. That's why we was doing all the go show. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It was
but
Core DJ. Huh?
Well, he don't want to release them. He tripping.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about it is he said it wasn't finished, and which I could understand because we wanted more voices. We wanted to be bigger, and we didn't have all the voices that we needed, but, you know, I'm just going to get more voices. Hell, I made the fucking shit, so it don't matter. And then the other song, Sexy to Me, he wanted to do a song like back then. I mean, it's been a while when we did that one. Don't you remember when Snoop Dogg made what was that shit? Damn, I can't remember that fucking song.
Well, you've been listening to that song a long time.
Do?
I know that.
No, the one when he did Sexual World Seduction.
Final Seduction.
Oh, me. So he wanted a song like that. So that's when I made Sexy to Me. I made it to sound just like that. So I'm interested you.
Yeah. You don't sound like Chris Brown. I'm just letting you know that.
Why want to sound like Chris Brown anyway? Oh, this nigga right here, boy. You should have lost your eyesight. You should have lost your voice.
Oh,
I got you.
That nigga be like, okay, hold on, let me turn on the chat so Confetti could talk. He said, Cowboys, a week. Oh, okay, got you. Nah, I'm just kidding. This nigga, well, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. This is what I want to find out. Me and Confetti, man, we boys. How come you starting to be the troll? You and Reb Ali is being the troll of True West Radio.
Are we a
troll
of True West?
Bro.
Oh, damn.
No, we don't. No, we ain't no trolls. We just come in and we listen to what you say for about 30 minutes, and then we just come in rebuttaling. That's all.
Bro. Hey, I like that.
I
we the troll
lie.
Of True West Radio.
I
like my job. I'm showing up every
night. What did you say, Sweet Pea? Say that again.
I be trolling people sometimes because we got a little competition going on YouTube with our friends. And I be trolling the hell out of them niggas. But it's fun. They be trolling me too.
I get trolled every week. Just me. I'm the not with you, Sweet Pea. Not with Julia. But it's always Reb Ali and goddamn Confetti Gorilla Soldier.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how Buckethead get a pass all the time.
How the
hell?
And then sometimes my own motherfucker, my nigga, my right hand, my motherfucking nigga, we going out back to back ass. Nigga be trolling me too.
Yeah, you can't fuck with them Cowboys. JoJo don't play. JoJo don't play when you fuck with the Cowboys.
I'm just.
You may not say nothing.
I'm so disappointed. That's all right, though. You know, I'm a rebound off of this shit. I'm not gonna let y'all bring me down, cuz.
I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait till tomorrow.
I'll try to poof you up. Nigga, nigga, send me my $20 and stop all that bullshit.
What you mean? How you gonna tell somebody to send you something when you ain't even sent the link? You see how he is,
the link. I'm gonna send it tonight. I want my
That ain't what I'm saying. I said, how you telling somebody to send you something when you know you ain't did what you supposed to do yet?
Because you was acting like you didn't want to send it.
I think you trying to make good radio, good talk radio.
Hey, hell, if I try to make good radio, that's good radio, baby. You own it.
He a 49er troll.
You
that's
own it too. So we making good radio together. It ain't just me.
Don't try to make this thing like I ain't getting your $20 though. See, that's how you doing.
Man. I'm not a
49er troll.
Oh my god. Hey, whoa, hold on. Let me real quick. Confetti told me November that you was gonna pay for the next 3 months. You said February, March, and April. So can I give my now? This ain't on no. If you do that, you control me all day.
Yeah.
You remember you said
I'm
that?
Do it. Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna do it.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
That's what I'm told by. Now, back to y'all. You control me all goddamn. You got 3 months to troll me. I'm just gonna say your football.
I've been trolling you.
The chicken bowl. Boss, you know I got some chicken bowls.
Oh, I get chicken to troll you now. You feed me to troll you.
I am to please, Bo. Oh, my God. Boy, I love fucking with y'all. Y'all made me stop playing my goddamn background music. Ain't that a bitch? Talking to y'all, motherfucker. I like background music. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
Huh?
You just have love say he's gonna pay my bill or something.
Kev Love say he's gonna pay your bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
who's saying?
Hello, I
ain't.
Now I don't care who's paying the bill, now I just pay the bill. They come down there talking about bill, nigga. Pay bills. I don't care for who play.
I come and sit and do it and ignore me.
Nigga, you sound like a nigga gonna be cut in the alley or go to jail.
Don't judge my kid. Don't judge my kid. That's the way them motherfuckers say. You don't know shit they say. Ah, man.
Well, I got family from Jamaica, so I understand that shit. And then I got my boy Mix Master G from Police. So I understand what they say. People be like, damn, you understand what they talking about? Because if you don't know, nigga, you be like, huh? God bless see me or see me over there saying Capo $5-3.
Like,
what the fuck you say? Yeah, that motherfucker is looking at us crazy, so I might go over there and pop her. So people don't understand that the accent, you know, so it's crazy. But,
give me my machete. I'm a bloodied motherfucker.
Yeah. You gonna die right there. Be like, nigga, you can't. I did that shit to the police one time. I started talking to their motherfucking ass. That's why. And they was like, well, I'm sorry, sir. You know, you're pulling me over because I'm black. I started going wild on them. But then the motherfuckers.
And then that's when they tase you.
No, no. I because see if I was in my car, they just look at the license plate. But just so happened.
Because they didn't have King Scratch on the license plate.
No, nigga, on the registration, bro. Y'all motherfucking, oh, man. Okay, check this out. I don't know. I'm gonna figure out something to do.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't get mad because earlier you were talking about you was going to get protection to go through the office. I'm just saying, if they didn't rank your life the way they said King Scratch, they'd be like, oh, shit, that's the king. We got to let him go.
Nigga, if I had that kind of juice, nigga, I'd be doing all kind of other shit right now. I'm sitting up here fucking with you, nigga. I'm fucking with everybody, nigga. I'd be out there doing, hey, fuck that radio station, nigga. If I could get away, oh, King Scratch, let him go.
Oh, so you saying to me you wouldn't be on the radio station with Buckethead? You do Buckethead like that?
Hey, this is new one. This nigga done changed on us.
I wouldn't be on the radio station. That's fucked up. How you gonna throw Buckethead up in here? She ain't said nothing.
Right.
Buckethead get all these privileges, so you gonna do Buckethead.
Wait,
you do it.
Wait,
we know
wait,
you do
it
like that.
Wait. She don't get no special treatment. She get treated just like everybody else.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. She's
a member of the family, so I ain't gonna do nothing all different than I treat y'all, motherfuckers.
Hey, I've been saying, you know, since JoJo True West Entertainment, I'm like, you know, how come JoJo ain't getting the same treatment? You know what I'm saying?
JoJo get the treatment
and all that
JoJo
stuff.
Come to my house.
I'm just saying, we
was in the NBA watching the game when Dallas lost. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, if you climb there,
the nigga
you should have flew up from Victorville.
I put the pictures up on my goddamn Facebook.
You about to fly from Victorville, though. You going to fly Buckethead, you know what I'm saying?
So what you talking about?
JoJo's going to have free. JoJo's going to have a free album done. 10 albums,
oh,
free.
My God.
9 times platinum.
Okay, check this out. When JoJo
comes
up here, we gonna do some songs. But it's up to him to come down here and do the goddamn song.
Hey, we want this in writing, so we don't want to change.
You, wait a minute, hold on.
Hey, we want you change after the night. We want it in writing. This is Cowboy's demand.
No, do not give him a timeout. You might have to give him a timeout. God damn it.
This is Cowboy's demand.
This is
so what happened to Have Love song?
Oh, they awesome. You can't troll. Wait for them goddamn months, and then you can troll all you want to. But I will put your ass in timeout.
I believe you. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna do it no more.
What'd you say, Have Love?
I ain't doing it no more. I'm sorry.
This is comedy. This is comedy.
This is crazy. That's what it is. Y'all motherfuckers will. Niggas can't.
Hey.
Y'all niggas, wait a minute. They can't hold that shit in their life. They can't hold that shit for 2 hours.
Boy, if I smoke one more sweet, y'all smoke sweet. What is
it? Y'all niggas can't hold y'all goddamn lunch for a couple hours. Especially confetti. That nigga get in halfway through the show when he start all the way through the show.
Then
cheerleader, motherfucking Rev Ali, both of them motherfuckers, they pom-poms on, their little skirts, and they kicking high. with the little panties on up under them type of shit.
Man, see, I ain't even said nothing. See, you trying to bring me back in the game. You know what I'm saying, Scratch? I was going to apologize, too. I apologize, Scratch. Forgive me, man. I apologize.
Okay, check this out. Sweet B, check this out. Sweet B.
What?
Sweet B, how long have they been asking me? How long you think they've been
back?
Hold on. We got the right to do that. After you played that bullshit the other day about the Cowboys for like 20 minutes, bullshit, we're going to... Hell no.
Wait a minute. After y'all have bashed me, every fucking year, I got to go through this with y'all motherfuckers. This year, our team finally played. My team won. Y'all been bashing me all fuck, especially this year. Y'all been fucking with me all this year. And so I won, so I ain't got a right to gloat a little bit, even though I don't pour it on as much as y'all do.
That don't mean we gonna stop.
My team, your team lost. If my team lose tomorrow, so be it. But we beat y'all. That's the best thing in the world. I got
tomorrow. It's on, nigga. Them niggas live tomorrow. It's on. You know that.
Wait a minute. When we win tomorrow, then y'all gonna say something else.
No, you ain't gonna win tomorrow.
Okay.
How much you got on it?
Go and look at the stats.
How much you want to bet?
$50.
You want to bet $50 now?
Bet some keys on it.
And then look, don't let confetti bet for you. Pay this last bet. He already got some shit he gotta pay.
You know what? Y'all should have recorded y'all stuff when y'all be calling each other and y'all don't answer the phone. I could have made a little
shit
for that.
Hey, Sweet B, I call every Cowboy fan I know that be talking shit, and none of them answer the phone that day.
Hey, Sweet B, I called Scratch back twice. He didn't answer. I'm a big boy, too, when I called him back.
Serious?
And he didn't answer.
Don't act like you're trying.
I was talking to my son. I said, you know, none of them Cowboy motherfuckers will not answer the phone right now. JoJo finally answered. But y'all niggas didn't answer. How many times did I call y'all?
Back,
go look back in y'all call log.
I called y'all log and see how many times I called y'all on Sunday.
And y'all didn't want
to
answer.
I told JoJo
when he left, I say none of these niggas ain't going to call. And they probably won't be on the show.
Man, I called you during the game. I called you twice back. You didn't answer the phone.
JoJo, you were sitting right here. Did anybody call?
You too busy calling.
That's why you couldn't call me. That's why we was watching that game. We were sitting up here watching together. Did anybody call me?
You were too busy calling Buckethead. You have time to call up.
Nobody called. Nobody answered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh my God!
You talking about it here.
I called you during the game, Scratch. You told me that. I said, "How many Cowboy fans you got over there?" You said one.
Oh, I talked to you that one time, but that's the only
time. That's not what you're saying. You saying nobody called you, Scratch? You lying.
It wasn't when the game ended.
That's $100
charge
to
lie.
Man, you don't tell the truth,
man. That's $100 charge to lie.
And what I say? Only JoJo was going to.
He told you $100 for lying.
And you said you was going to go change JoJo. You said, what color is it? It's a second friend already? I got to go change my jersey. But I didn't call. Come on, man.
$100
oh,
for
yeah,
lines.
You did. I messed up. But guess what? After the game was over, nobody called.
I called you back twice. You didn't answer.
We're gonna start, it's a
$5 charge when you lie on True FM.
How the fuck you get ready to put a charge on something, motherfucker?
Going twice.
So oh my God! I tell you, man.
You know,
so you're saying you betting 50 tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you could answer my call when I call back.
So you want 50? You want 50 on Frisco tomorrow?
Yep.
50 on the front line. Oh man, why you want to throw your money away like that, Scratch?
33. I want to go 45. Go 45. Back up to the six. Back up to the six.
Motherfucker up there, what you trying to auction off a cow or something, nigga?
We auction off your ass tonight with that t-shirt.
Auction that nigga some time out.
Now that's fucked up.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna make me motherfucker. Alright, I'm gonna end it up. I'm about to cut my wrist.
Oh my God.
Jump.
Let me get my cameras up so I can record this shit. Make sure you put it in the beginning. I'm gonna write my suicide note and put all y'all names on it. When you do a video, make sure you put it on the presentation.
You know what I'm saying?
When you get the best troll.
If you gonna kill yourself, give me my $50 now.
if I'm gold, nigga, I ain't gotta give you shit.
Give me my
$20 and I'll give you your $50.
Hey, Rev Ali, that's his consent. He know they gonna get their ass kicked tomorrow.
Actually, it'll be $30. I'm gonna leave $30.
We're Cowboy fans crying, and now we got 49er fans committing suicide.
He's still playing that every day, that dude. I'm letting y'all laugh it up and be happy and joyous. But the fact that the whole matter is, you guys ain't playing. Y'all in the stands. Y'all on the couch. Y'all in Cabo. Y'all going fishing.
It's okay.
I ain't gonna lie though, that was fucked up though how that Stephen dude did y'all with his head ass. That was major trouble. Well, see, the thing about it is, once again, the thing that I agree, I don't even like Stephen A. like that. The only thing I agree with Stephen A. is I don't hate the Cowboys at all. I just hate they fucking face. And that's exactly what he said. He said, I don't care about. And then the motherfuckers say, look at him cry. Look at him cry. Would you like me to play it again so y'all can hear it? They was crying in the stands. They was crying because these motherfuckers did a stupid-ass move They did a stupid-ass move to where they could have actually had a chance to win the game, and they fucked it up because they ain't playing football, my nigga. Come on, man. If y'all know football, any way that I know football, them motherfuckers fucked it up themselves. Don't be mad at me, nigga.
Calling bogus plays and fucking fouls and shit. You seen
it,
Jay?
It was what it was the motherfuckers play pro football, and they can't even. Damn, it's a couple of fucking plays that you know that you have to do. Maybe they'd have had a chance if Dak would have gave the goddamn referee the ball. He didn't give the referee the ball. He gave the goddamn ball to the center. And the center, dumbass, should have known that he had to give the ball to the referee to spot the ball. Second of all, if he would have slid earlier, he could have stopped the clock, and your receivers could have came back and got online for you to spike the ball. You can't spike the ball if you got your receivers in the end zone. They got to run all the way back. It was a dumbass play by y'all, and they got
referee,
nothing to do with
the
me.
The referee did some bullshit. He would have run into the player. That takes some time off. Come on now.
Because he didn't get a referee the ball. He's supposed to get when a play stop, you're supposed to get a referee the ball, and the referee job is to spot the ball where it's supposed to be.
It's correct.
Yeah,
motherfucker. Are you going to start liking this Cowboy fans?
Say what?
Just don't give in. You're a chance. We're likable people.
I love y'all. Y'all lovable people. But y'all's decisions about it feel like Donald Trump supporters. I won this election. Why is Biden the president? Biden the president because he won. The 49ers won. You cannot fuck around and dispute and say, oh, no, we got to fuck around and we got to go back over this game because the 49ers won and the Cowboys won. So that's what it seemed like. Y'all like.
Who did you mean to say y'all sound like White House terrorists?
I'm glad we ain't going to. Hey, I'm glad after tomorrow we ain't going to hear this shit no more. This shit going to be over.
Oh, no, man.
He
might hear more shit.
Mouth no more.
We'll be back to
now, what were you saying? Wait a minute. Somebody was saying something. Was that you, Sweepy, or was that...
Yeah, I said this man said y'all sound like White House terrorists. But that was Trump supporters. They ran through that thing.
But the motherfuckers is... They mad because Trump didn't win. These people are mad because the Cowboys didn't win, but they can't just come to the conclusion and just say, okay, we lost. Ain't nobody just said that. Everybody
hey,
just
after tomorrow, all we're going to hear is Buckethead flying to Vegas, L.A.
They talking about tomorrow because, but the whole fact is y'all lost. Y'all,
after tomorrow, I was going to hear about
Buckethead
flying to L.A.
That was
getting
that
video
whole,
shot.
Dude, this was the whole thing in a nutshell. My team
and
you going to
forget about JoJo.
And y'all
forget about JoJo after
lost.
Tomorrow.
Y'all team
lost. I'm saying, like, Buckethead and JoJo going to have
why
equal
why are we talking
privileges.
About tomorrow when we could talk about last week? When the game replays.
But I'm just saying, after tomorrow, we ain't going to hear about Buckethead getting 20 videos.
Y'all team
and JoJo
lost.
Ain't going to get nothing.
Y'all team
Buckethead
going to
get
lost.
20 free videos, and you ain't going to want to give JoJo nothing.
Y'all
we need to put
lost.
This in right.
Come on, everybody cheer.
Okay,
y'all
make you think
team
I can give free?
So you're going to give Buckethead 100 free videos, and JoJo ain't going to get nothing.
What the fuck you
that's all
we're going to
hear tomorrow.
Hey, my girl said, keep my name out your mouth.
I'm just saying after the 49, I'm just calling how I see it. I'm just saying, like, we ain't going to hit none of that 49 shit after tomorrow.
Book ahead and we're going to hit about, you know, our own studio. I'm in Louisiana.
I'm
saying,
but we talking about what Scratch going to do for the Two West, you know, the lawyer, you know, he's a... It's 2S, you know, entertainment team, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I'm an advocate for JoJo.
So you
weren't
on the team?
That's what I'm saying.
You ain't
I'm an advocate for JoJo getting fair treatment. I just feel like he ain't been getting fair treatment, you know. You've been doing all this free mixing
JoJo
and mastering.
JoJo get more treatment than anybody in the truth because it's only me and him. And
hey,
like
but
two.
I'm just saying, you ain't been saying it like that.
Boy,
you just ain't been leaning
on
Julie it.
On
I'm just trying to say it's been some, you know. Like, he just don't like, you know.
You need
to spin JoJo records
more. You must have that. You must have that hair. You got that.
Hey, I need
hair.
You to spin JoJo records
green
two more
times. That shit standing up at the top. You just troll.
So you said we ain't True West help?
No, we are True West. But I'm just saying, this nigga right here, he must have grew some hair. He got that. Purple hair, or green hair, with that point on the top, so he look like a troll. We don't know what confetti look like right now. That nigga probably look like.
I can't see.
Yeah, you can't even see what yourself look like.
All right. I might have grew all that. I mean, on my job, I'm doing a good job.
Oh my God! Stop trolling, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. You know, we all in all fun. I don't take none of that shit y'all talking about serious. I don't know if y'all do, but I don't. You know, I like to talk shit with y'all motherfuckers. That's what makes it good. You know, shit. Y'all motherfuckers is wild. Nigga with a Y, not a I. But anyway, man, we got about a minute and 45 seconds left on this motherfucker. So, look, you got that long to call. You give us a call, 323-642-1597. And if you're listening online, we're going to go to after hours, but you got to call about right now, minute and 30 seconds. You got it. All you got to do, you text faster than that. You know what I mean? So, anyway. I'm going to go out with some goddamn music somewhere to his radio. You know what I'm saying? Fry, yay, yay. Ha! But yeah, man, y'all be trolling, man. Y'all be trolling like a motherfucker. I love it. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
That would be trolling.
I'm glad that the motherfuckers I'm calling. It was people that used to just call me talking shit a long time ago. It was because of, fuck you, motherfucker. That shit. Yeah, fuck you. We ain't off yet. We got 29 seconds. I want to thank everybody for being here. We can make going to after hours. It seems like y'all motherfuckers getting push y'all buttons fast enough. Like, hey, we about to be back on Mad Monday. DJ Hip Love's birthday. Are we going to get out of
here? We're going to be smoking the hardest shit. Monday.
Yeah, DJ Love birthday is Monday, so I guess we're gonna.
Hey, we're gonna be smoking tomorrow. Some goddamn ice on Monday.
Right?
No, no, we
enjoy yourself.
We're gonna be smoking ice, and we're gonna be like, we're smoking ice, and we're gonna be able to talk.
Look. You gonna smoke your ice if you want to. I ain't smoking.
And We don't get to talk on Monday.
Hey,
check it out. We ain't gonna be able to talk because we smoking ice, but we also gonna be able to talk because of 49 of law. You ain't gonna be smoking ice. You just gonna be like, there's law. You gonna be like,
that nigga probably be smoking ice. That nigga probably go just get something out the freezer and put it right in this bowl and shit. That's cold. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got smoke like I'm saying yours gonna be natural once they leave.
Get your butt out of
here. You don't look like y'all gonna sit your ass down somewhere in the
background. I need to play some background music. Cause I'm about to.
And both of y'all probably gonna be asleep before the show come on.
Right.
Nigga be like, nigga gonna call like right at the end of the show. Motherfucker call at 9:51.
He died.
Yeah, right at the end.
Hey, I only need a good minute to do my job. One good minute. Miss on. Lights, camera, action.
I think I'm gonna let y'all hear a couple of my new songs. I got a couple of songs that's so fucking fire. It make you jump out your chair. I got the songs is like, hold on. Play that.
So we playing music in a half hour? We gonna play this doing the radio show.
Been playing the goddamn shit. I'll just stop the music because I want to hear what those goddamn trolling ass is talking about.
But what I'm saying, you know, we about to play music in the half hour. We like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
We gonna play music in the half hour. I can do whatever I want to. Until they cut us the fuck off.
And they call us a troll. Whatever, Scott.
He's a DJ, you the rapper.
Hey, look, them the niggas right. Under the bridge. Right. They ain't even like treasure trolls or
this nigga said.
Boy, you son of a bitch. They trying to stop you from crossing over the bridge, type of ass nigga.
Ain't nobody trying to stop you from crossing over the bridge, Scratch.
They told to the troll.
Hey, we just trying to stop you from Scratch. You know, stop you from making Scratch.
Yeah, I just don't want you to. I don't want you to scratch your knees up, man. I don't want you to fall and scratch your elbows up, man.
I'm gonna stop
you. Don't knock the goddamn bridge over. I'll be all right. Just let me pass.
I'm just trying to keep you away from the G cheese, man. That you don't want to be over there with the cheese heads tomorrow.
You gonna try to get a number ten platinum flat.
Y'all made every TV in this motherfucker go up.
Did they? Yeah, I didn't know we had that much power, man.
Yeah, y'all do. It's just that.
We're going to troll you so you get 20 platinum and gold.
That's what troll. You know
we're
going to
be the reason why you get 20 platinum and gold. We're going to control you. We're going to get paid by our trolling.
You say that's why I got 20 platinum gold plat.
I said we're going to be the reason why you get 20. You already got 9, but we're going to get you up to 20. We're going to be trolling you so you get 20.
So what y'all give me? Well, give me 11 more. Y'all give me 11 more. I'd be good too.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we're gonna get paid.
You know what's funny about what you said?
What you say?
What you trying to make them go higher in the searches when people trolling?
Yeah, I know.
Not, we top not trolling. Them motherfuckers, I got 9 platinum. So they getting ready to try to give me 11 more.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Stop not trolling, baby.
You trolling anywhere, anywhere. I need 11. When y'all gonna give me 11 more platinum?
Hey, we gotta stay on our job. You know what I'm saying? We about to go to satellite. We're gonna get a long trolley. They coming.
So you gonna try to troll me 11 more platinum?
We gonna troll you up to 11 platinum and gold cap. Mm-hmm. You gonna be 20. When me and Ray Riley get people that ass, you gonna have 20.
Yeah, I laugh at myself too, man. I laugh at myself too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always laugh at myself.
Oh yeah, I know you do because you a motherfucking Cowboy fan. You
no, that ain't why I laugh at myself. I laugh at myself because Richard Pryor. Because Richard Pryor used to laugh at his jokes. That's why I laugh at my jokes.
That's a joke. Being a Cowboy fan. That's why you laugh.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with the Cowboys.
And you too may laugh like this.
Mm-hmm. They gonna see how you be laughing tomorrow. I wanna hear your laugh tomorrow.
Allah. I'm telling you. Just see the thing I keep on telling y'all, and this is the point of all points. The Cowboys is gone. We are there.
Okay.
So we
That's
have
good.
A we got a
okay.
chance. Y'all got a chance now?
Where's your
y'all
chance,
got a chance.
At?
You got a chance. All the Cowboys gonna be in Green Bay tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, we gonna be there to watch y'all lose. That's all. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Hey, look, let me tell you what the key word is. Watch.
Yeah, we gonna watch. Watch. You gonna watch. We'll see what your ass sound
it's
like
the
tomorrow.
Same thing that you gonna do and all y'all motherfuckers gonna do is be watching. Y'all ain't gonna be playing.
Just make sure not to eat no nacho. Don't eat no nacho cheese Doritos tomorrow because you don't want to do that when.
I don't.
The big cheese take you
nacho
out.
Nacho cheese, Doritos. I don't do that all the time.
You eat cheeseburgers?
No. Nigga, I ain't got a change. The only reason why I kept on changing my jersey when JoJo was here because JoJo was here. All I got to do is
get
put
cheese
on
his jersey. We get nacho cheese in his jersey.
Don't eat no macaroni and cheese tomorrow, Scratch. Yeah.
That's a butt up.
No chili cheese fries.
I need some background music.
Nacho.
Okay. Maybe a little.
No tacos
background.
With cheese. No chalupas with cheese.
Scratch eat chalupas.
No cheese pizza. No goddamn cheese pizza.
I could eat a piece of fried chicken and I ain't got to put cheese on that motherfucker. So how about that? No, a lot of things I could eat.
No goddamn Cheetos.
Man.
With cheese. No goddamn Frito pie with cheese. You trying to have your Frito pie over there. Chili cheese. You put a damn cheese on it.
Yeah.
And we're going to need your
that's
ass
why we
is
know,
not to cry
that's how, that's how everybody can figure out a Trump supporter when they saw a loser. So they want to
we're
going to
need your ass not to cry tomorrow.
You know what happened?
Don't
with
be over trying.
Hey,
and don't be
minute,
over here
on.
Trying to create reasonable doubt why
hold
you can't cry.
Let me give y'all insight on something. Hold on. Let me look this shit up. You smart mouth ass motherfuckers. Watch this.
What you looking up? What you looking for?
What I'm looking up, where about what I'm about
to play. He about to tell us about this. I know what it is. He about to tell us about this platinum record he just produced for Buckethead.
Oh, yeah.
I think
me and Buckethead are gonna make some.
Oh, just keep my name. You just can't keep my name out of your mouth.
I know. You know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Hey, check it out. I'm just trying to say, check it out. Since you've been on the show, you done took over everything. You became the main star. You know what I'm saying? All the time he talks shit to
you
us is when the goddamn fucking 49ers, when the fucking 49ers playing football. So once they lose tomorrow, we ain't gonna hear nothing about the 49ers. It's gonna be all about Buckethead. I'm just saying. I know it.
Hey,
I know
maybe,
it.
Maybe
it's a change going on.
Hey, Julius, motherfucker, jealousy is crazy,
yeah?
Yeah. I just noticed it's a change. I've been asking
Confetti.
Confetti.
No, you,
treatment.
Confetti, what you saying? Like she when Tupac came to death row, she was just worried about Tupac, forget everybody else.
Right.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like it is. She is my Tupac. How about that?
Ooh.
Ah.
Just make sure you pay us all our money. That's all.
Hey, we did a lawsuit. You were in contract. We saw a scratch for that statement. We need some. We need to get right. Where's JoJo at? Where's JoJo at?
Hi. No, he dropped out. Let me see. Where is that? Where is that shit at?
We had to play that. We got to play that back.
Don't play that Stephen A. shit.
I'm not. I'm not. Watch this, motherfucker. Yeah. And yeah, motherfucker Julia, motherfucking, that's my bucket head is my goddamn Tupac.
Hey, Julia, check it out.
Actually, come over here and say you're true. Leave all your goddamn companies alone and come and be true.
Hey, check it out.
My Tupac too.
I know right now, though, if Buckethead got to be on Mars, I know she got to have acres holding her down because her head done blew up and she done floated to Mars. She's out of here. She got anchors on her ankle. Tying her down.
But you know, Confetti, he done said that she was his Tupac. I'm going to tell you, Buckethead, don't go to Vegas with Scratch.
You ain't been to Vegas with me. How the fuck you going to tell me about how motherfuckers shouldn't go to Vegas? How this nigga never been to Vegas with me in his motherfucking life?
That ain't because you didn't even catch it, Scratch. See, I know you off, man. You ain't on tonight. You off. Ain't nobody talking about going to Vegas with you with me. I'm just saying, you saying she was your Tupac, so I'm just telling Tupac, don't go to Vegas.
I know what you were saying, don't go to Vegas, because that's where he died or got shot.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Damn, you finally
get...
Okay. I'm just saying if you're on.
I understood it the first time. I'm just trying to find this shit that I want.
What you trying to find?
Yeah. Watch this. This is what I tried to find.
Stephen A. That's all you got is Stephen A.
Mm-mm. Come on. I got something for you.
It's time for
DJ Vito's
presented by no one.
Unsullied by sponsorship since
the last time the Cowboys were good, 1989.
Nice. That's a Cowboy playoff loss. That hit the big fella hard.
I just say
we're going to do something unprecedented here. We're sending somebody fishing at the midway point of.
Yeah.
NBA season, and it's an NFL team.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
It had to be football. Well, singly the worst play call in sports history.
No, not sports history.
No.
Oh, not soccer.
Dude, the quarterback sneak in that situation.
He was the quarterback.
Out of all the sports alive, that was the worst play call in history.
Yes, it was.
That
wasn't a play call.
What?
It wasn't a play call.
What do you mean?
They called another play. The play got broke up, so he tried
That's
to
not what they did. They called that play.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
But it's not the worst play call.
Worst play call in the history of sports.
In sports, kid. You haven't watched enough sports.
Okay. No, he's watched probably too much sports,
yes.
As a matter of fact.
So I guess we got to do this. We got to send the Cowboys fishing.
Oh, that's what
This is a first for you. I know. Underdog.
I was just reminded, too, this takes Russell Wilson of Seattle off the hook for that quarterback pass from the one-yard line.
Okay. Not giving it to
Lamar Sarkis.
That
shit.
Oh, that's the referee and crew that got kicked out?
Do you understand why there were so many L's in Dallas there on the boat?
They lost that many years.
That's for the number of Cowboy playoff losses since 1995.
That's not funny, Ernie.
It sure is not.
Am I the artist?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. And Chuckster, don't worry about your little itty-bitty baby.
The lady that was mad at him.
Here we got.
Oh, there's the crying lady on there.
Smirk lady.
Yeah. Romo and Aikman.
I cannot believe how many fans were crying in the stands like nitwits.
Hey, they're
their team. They're emotional.
They're Cowboy fans, right?
That's why I love them Phoenix Suns. Like, I'm a real Cowboy fan.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, what's this been expecting? What's my team playing
out there? Well, they say the Cowboys haven't won a playoff game since 1995.
Hey, man,
wait a minute. Did you hear what he said? The Cowboys have not won a playoff game since 1995. We're 2020, my nigga.
Hell, what'd you call? You talking about a Super Bowl.
22. No, a playoff game. It ain't
man,
got nothing to do with
Super
Bowl.
Since 95.
Since 1995, the Dallas Cowboys have not won one playoff game. And we in 2022, and y'all talking shit? Come on, cuz. Are you serious?
Man, that was one second round. I know you playing.
This is 2022. So let's see. How many years is that? From 1995 to 2022. How many playoff games did they won? None. How many playoff games did we won?
Big Green take it away.
Shut the fuck up. Wait a minute. I mean, how many playoff games have we won? This year? One. Against the Cowboys. Shut the fuck up.
That's a weak shit. I'm in playoff game we won.
Everybody, all y'all is basically Donald Trump supporters.
Damn Super Bowl. If you don't look like you're going to sit your ass down tomorrow, you can popcorn watch the game.
That's the only thing you could rely on is tomorrow, but you didn't rely on last week. Why are you talking about tomorrow? Let's talk about this one time we could actually go back in time and look at what happened. Your team played my team, y'all team lost. So now y'all relying on another team to take us out because y'all team lost. That's the butt up. And you too could laugh like this if y'all team won.
Y'all need to grow up.
No, you can't. But I'm just saying. Pete, check this out. If the 49ers would have lost, it would have been 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Hey, it would have been 10 times worse.
So what's the show going to be about Monday?
So the show going to be about Monday.
It's going to be Have Love Birthday Monday.
Have Love Birthday, so we get ready to go and we're just going to have them out. I think one of these days I'm just gonna start a show, cause I gotta go and look and see what these songs. There's a whole lot of songs in here that I want to play, but I just don't know them because Have Love actually loaded them up.
You know, Chris and Have Love, they birthday twins.
His birthday is Monday, too?
Yeah, but he don't be at work.
God damn, we call it Street Twins because I got a Street Twin. His birthday is on Christmas, too. My business partner and my damn Street Twin. He just three years younger than I am.
We call that, too, Hood Twins.
Yeah, we got a Street Twin. Street Twins.
The Street Twins.
I got three sisters that's in the twins because of they was both supposed to be born in January, but they were born 3 months apart, and we always the same age. So baby the twins, and my baby sister is my little twin because she born on my real birthday. She was born on my 22nd birthday.
Damn, you got two birthdays?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, damn, I ain't never heard nobody
ask. I got two sisters that's born 3 months apart. And I got another sister that's born on my birthday, my real birthday.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's a lot of people had kids on my birthday, for real, though.
Yo, damn. I don't know, you know. Fucking is good, but I don't want no. My daughter was born on Christmas Eve, and if she would have stayed in 12 more minutes, we'd have had the same birthday. She born on Christmas Eve. I'm born on Christmas.
Well, you
got a baby
for your birthday.
My street twin. His ex-wife, she was born on Christmas Eve. So she was one day older than me. They got divorced, and now his girlfriend and me and him, we got the same birthday. So he got a goddamn, he got a girlfriend that was born on Christmas, too.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
There's too much going on.
That shit is too much going on. Yeah, I mean, damn, you wake up in the morning and say, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday. You got a goddamn girl that got the same birthday as you.
The only thing where I fucked up at, but it might be, I don't know if it's a fuck up or if it's all right, because my birthday is in October. And I told you it's a lot of other people's birthdays too, but I got married in November. The only thing is, it's like a week before Thanksgiving, so you can't turn up.
Mm-hmm.
But we got married before the whole world got closed, so he's like, we got to go do this shit.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, this is good therapy for everybody, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just, I love being on here talking to y'all. You know, even on the after hours. You know, because it's just, I don't know if it's therapeutical, if that's a right analogy to put it in.
It's very therapeutic. I ain't gonna lie, I be laughing so hard. They tell me that I just be tired. I be sleepy.
honestly, I think it's therapeutical. It's something that, you know, I always look at this like back in the days we used to have a party line, and it used to be everybody, and we used to link everybody together. And that's when Three Ways came out. It wasn't a time when we had the rotary phones. You couldn't do shit. And
we used to do Three Ways. Let me tell you how we used to do it. If we wanted to have boys on there, everybody, all the girls would call a boy. A boy would never call another boy, so that way.
Hell no, they'd be the only boy.
If somebody mama pick up the phone, all you gotta do is hit one button and it'll hang all the boys up.
Yeah.
We got to fly with it.
That shit used to be dope because when we used to we called the party line, and then if you call 555-1212, right before, because 555-1212 was the time. You call the time and see what time it is. If you want to see what time it is, but it used to have a glitch in there, and people used to holler at that number. So when you go 555-1212, you call that motherfucking number, and then motherfuckers be the girl be going 756-5554. And if you could remember the number, you call that number and you start talking to the girl that hollered her number up. Nigga, people don't know about that. Man, that shit used to go down like a motherfucker. It was just a whole lot of love connections used to go on back then. So when you call a number before I tell you what time it is, you hear people screaming out their number. You hear a girl screaming out her number, and then you call a girl dumb.
Hell no. Ain't no telling who will call your damn number now. You really don't do that shit.
Now we know, but I'm talking about back then. Because you hear dudes screaming out their number. You hear girls screaming out their number. And then you remember the number, you just called. What's up? Were you just on the party line? Yeah, how you doing? Boo, 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 boo. Then it just go from there. It wasn't like send me a goddamn text or send your picture. It was just, I remember when I was a little kid and I did that shit. I was like 12, 13. And, dude, I went up, I was like, dude, the girl, I'm about to go to her house. I went to her house. Boy, that was the ugliest girl. Of course, all women are beautiful. Ugly or not, you're beautiful. But this girl was ugly. When you 13, nigga, and you go up to a girl's house and you see her, oh, my God. Oh, how you doing? Shit. I ain't dissing, but I'm just saying. But that's the way it was. That's the party line. I'm about to tell that nigga Scotty about that shit. He said he was going to call the show tonight, too.
If I was on there and I'd say my number out, I'd be like, 111-1111.
Well, goddammit, that's what your number is tonight.
No, that is my number for real. 111-1111.
Yeah. They call me with 10-1.
I give them a fake number. They be done pulled up to your doorstep. Yeah, I Googled you.
That's what you
can
do now, for real.
Y'all know what I used to do? Another thing besides that one click, every nigga that I used to talk to, I used to block their number. Like, I always been too smart for my own good, right? And my mom worked a certain hours or whatever. So
I would block all the niggas' phone numbers. And so I unblock them when she go to work or something like that. And they were like, hey, you blocked my number. And I was like, I told you not to call at this time or whatever. Because my mama, she's smart too. She had a plug to my phone line in her room with a phone in it. And she used to be trying to pick up the phone and listen to see who I was talking to.
Yeah, blocking, I don't know. I mean, we was in the age where motherfuckers walked
it wasn't
around.
Wasn't blocking then.
The longer the phone cord, the longer the phone go, niggas didn't have no, we didn't have no cell phone, no pager, no cordless phone. Nigga, you just had that long ass cord going wherever the phone was. So if you got the longer your phone cord was, that's where you the phone was at. You know what I'm saying? You might have a couple of phones like in different rooms, but our thing was like having a phone cord that you had to sit up there and actually untangle the phone cord. You had to walk around the goddamn house with the phone. Even before then, the phone had to be in one spot, and when it rung, it was a little thing that was connected to the wall, and that was the bell to let you know that the phone was ringing. So it's a whole lot of shit when it comes down to phone shit. It's way different than what it is now. Them little kids never know what walking around with a phone cord. Yeah, they don't know that. Hey, how many of y'all got a house phone?
Mm-mm. I ain't had a house phone in maybe 15 years.
Anybody else?
Maybe 20, shit. Nope.
I still got a house phone. Talking on it now. House phone. Because it's something, I know one thing about it. Cell phones, you can't get in touch with people. House phones, they forever. If you in one spot, that house phone number is going to be forever. I had the same number for like 10 years on my house phone. A lot of people don't even know about motherfucking house phones at all. What's a house phone? Let me give you the cell phone. Just in case, just call me. Call your daddy, call your mama, whatever, boop, boop, boop. I'll be using it to be going games and being on lock. Everybody is moving around with phones. I had cell phones when my goddamn bill was like $1,200. Yeah.
Damn,
when you have block phones and...
They started with the one in the car. That was
too. I had the phone when it looked like a suitcase. You just hold them up. This is a different life, and the point that I'm getting at is, you know, we're in the age to where we could actually make everything happen without even walking out the house, and just what you got to sell these people. A whole lot of shit we can sell these people, but what the fuck are we going to sell them?
What's a fatty at?
Huh? Somebody sleeping.
I said, what's a fatty at?
Sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a fatty snore. Confetti! Yep, that's him. He out.
Got it.
Yep, that's him. I know that story anywhere. And he goes, Scotty. Hold on one second.
He just talks all that shit and then fall asleep like that every night.
Yep, my goddamn Scotty. I'm gonna put him on a three-way.
Oh, this nigga's throwing logs now.
Confetti.
Fetty.
What's the thing?
You cat nasty over there?
What up, what up?
What up, what up?
Oh, man, trying to get over like a fat rat, man. That's what I'm trying to do, man. Get over like a fat rat.
Man, we in after hours.
The after hours, man, I took a nap, boy, and I thought I was going to be on time for the show tonight, man, with all this important information.
My nigga was on a nap the hours.
Nap the hours. I took a nap like a month. I just like, what? Because it's so cold out here, man. It's 24 degrees right now in Arkansas. Make no sense.
When it's cold outside.
But you know why it'd be so cold? You walk outside and you just automatically, when the wind hits, you just turn around and scoot back in the house. Ooh. Yeah, like
yep.
That Chicago
mm-hmm.
wind. Coming around the corner, that Chicago air hits you. Ooh. Cuts you like a knife.
Yeah.
Sound like Sweet mm-hmm. Pea. What's up, Sweet Peasy?
What's going on?
Oh, man. That's
Sweet
Pea. How you feeling, man? There's so much going on. These people want this film so bad, but they ain't coming with no money. So we got to do a one sheet and shoot it over to Google, Roku. A&E got at me the other day, but they was coming at me for like my material, like all of my old memorabilia and stuff, to do this thing called Hip Hop Pickers. They're going around the country picking, finding stuff like Eazy-E, Old Hat, Low Riders, just stuff like that, you know. And I told them I got sweatsuits, and they went crazy when I told them that. So we got this shop story.
See,
shop
I
story
told that if y'all, even if y'all sell one season of that, break it up into one season, like into seasons, the first season you sell that, so many people going to watch that, you going to be able to name your price after that.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
you
yeah.
may be able to take
exactly.
it to a bigger network.
Only thing about that, Sweet Pea, we got to get a title because I've been watching a whole lot of people's different stuff, right? We got a lot of good
mm-hmm.
information, but it ain't tight, like tight. I got a partner
right.
from up in the Bay Area. He got Soul Beat, the old Soul Beat TV show. He got a real tight. It's really tight. And you got this dude, Lee Daniels. What's this man's name? He had Video Jukebox. Nas just put his stuff out. And but Snoop is trying to do us, and then Too Short is trying to handle my boy up in the Bay. So I'm like looking at this like something going on. How do they even know anything about this? So I'm like, let me try to think outside the box and do something outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the information. Hip Hop 50 coming around. Me and Scratch went on and bought up all the names of it, except for two. This white boy chopped on it before we did. He always stealing.
Mm-hmm.
We got a super troll out there, Sweet Pea. Every time we try to do something, this white boy always right ahead of us, like he's hearing us talking in the room or something.
I know. Nigga,
I made him a couple years ago, about 5 years ago, and we was talking. Next thing I know, he took my name, Westery. He took How the West Was Won. He did all kinds of stuff. Like I'm like, man, he jumped on the Hip Hop 50. Yeah.
Where?
I know me and Scratch will be tripping every time we do something. Who the fuck? This white boy still on us.
I got to look and see if it's a bug up in my studio type of shit. It seems like everything that we try to get, every .com, this motherfucker already got it. And then the motherfucker put like, one of them motherfuckers, he's like 15 racks for us to buy the goddamn shit or 1500 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wonder how he knows like that, man.
I guess every time he hears somebody say something about something, it's just beyond.
Or the motherfucker.
Ain't gonna buy this shit up.
I think he's watching what we doing, so, you know, even when we put the little...
Oh, you know what, Scratch? Remember when Snoop did the, when Snoop put up that thing? I grabbed it, and I put a caption on it. We ready for Hip Hop 50, the 50th anniversary. So I did it again. Damn it.
They looking at what the fuck we...
The nigga looking at everything I'm doing. Because that's the only way he got it, because I put it in the caption. I said, hashtag 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Hip-hop 50. I did that. I said that. Right on the little caption.
So
and I just thought about that. How is he getting that?
Everything is being done. It seems like this cat is sitting up there watching what the fuck, you know, what we doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is, because I know he couldn't just got that information, because I got it that day when I was in the studio.
We never, the only, what did he get Westbury from?
Because I put it up. I had it up on my site, and I had a T-shirt. K9 made me a T-shirt, and we put it up on my site to buy a T-shirt.
Westbury, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. What up,
and K9 told me, he told me right then and there, Scotty, man, go on and get that. Go on and pull that. I'm even putting that shit out there without putting it. I didn't pull it. I didn't snatch it. And he was mad at me because I didn't do it. He said, man, quit telling your fucking everything you do, quit saying.
Or sit right there. Or sit over there. It don't matter. You can sit over there. It don't matter. Westery, because when we looked up Westery, that motherfucker was gone, too.
Yeah, because I had a shirt out, and I kept on saying Westery, but me and K9 had put it, he had made me a shirt, and I put it up on my site.
And
next thing I know,
Snoop said Westery, but he just said that recently.
Because I was in the studio with him, and he got the commercial.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. He's trash. Y'all can't sue him for this?
No.
Nah. But the motherfucker, he go and seem like he look at what we do, and then he fucking copyright all the things that we think that we might want to use for .com. So if you buy .com, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't have KingScratch.com, and you wouldn't put KingScratch.com on there and pay for it, and I try to go on and look it up, and then they say, oh, KingScratch.com is, you know, owned by XYZ. That means that you could put a motherfucking price on KingScratch.com. You know what I mean? So you'd be like, all right, if you want KingScratch.com, give me $1,500. Or give me $1,000,000. You could put any fucking number you want to on it.
Yep. Only thing we can do with the name Westery is go on and put it in a dictionary and explain what the word means.
Yeah.
Try to give you a little bit more leverage, but them .coms, you guys got to wait them out. Hopefully they won't pay their dues
or
next year.
Or if you want it that bad, you got to pay the motherfuckers to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the twist. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, man. Well, shit, man, Sergeant Bale is pulled up in this motherfucker.
Sergeant Bale pulled up? Shit, I think might have gone.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Cash up
maybe,
that money.
Maybe he got, I think he got your picks. Hold on.
No, I ain't got
him. No, he said he ain't got him yet.
When I get the paper,
I'm going to
bring it to you.
Oh, he said when he gets the paper. I just want to make sure
that... I want to pay the money. That's when I got to pay the money.
He said, when you got to pay the money? Huh? When you got to pay the money?
Before the Super Bowl.
Oh, before the Super Bowl.
Oh, shit, I'll shoot it over to you this week, man.
Okay. Did you get your other bill? Huh? though. Look, Scotty, before I sign up off of this, why Cowboy fans act like Trump supporters?
Say again?
Why do Cowboy fans sound like Trump supporters?
I don't know why.
Because they refuse defeat.
Oh, they refuse to defeat. Oh, my God. That's cold. Why you bring that, man? Why you messing with your Cowboy fans, man? Come on, man.
Half your
crew is Cowboy fans. That's cold.
That don't mean I don't love them.
Just teasing.
I love these folks, man.
They have done what
my
they
boy
always
sent me
something.
This dude was
tonight.
Crying so bad. It was.
What'd you say, Sweetie?
I said they did what they always do tonight. Don't worry.
Show. Just show.
Hey, look. The motherfucker, they cried like a motherfucker.
That's me. We lost just like y'all losing Sunday, so welcome. Welcome.
Hey, Scotty, you know that's Rev Ali sitting up there with that buzz shit.
Oh, that's Ali? Oh, yeah, he's going back and
forth.
No,
that's Mr. Everywhere. That Mr. Everywhere said that.
Yeah.
And Buddha Ali still on there, too.
But, big old gigantic homie, you know what I'm saying?
But at least y'all in it, man. The thing is, y'all in it. We ain't in it. I'm not in
it.
I'm at the fishing hole. I've been at the fishing hole since before the damn playoffs. We've been at the fishing hole just kicking.
You a Dolphin fan, so y'all flipping in the ocean. Y'all good.
Yeah, we've been good. We are the deep sea fishing right now.
Why is all the Cowboys fans, that they wishing bad on my team? But look, though, what's the – nigga, look, check this out. This is some crazy burnt-out shit, cuz. Check this out. So, remember I told you I did my boy wedding, right?
Right.
Why was I filming these motherfuckers and they all Cowboy fans? I know these niggas. I've been knowing these niggas for years. They Cowboy fans like a motherfucker. I'm like, all right, we're going to wait to the end and see what happens. So when I was doing the video, before I finished the video, I decided to put a 49ers defeat Cowboys 23-17, knocking them off the playoffs. I put it in his damn wedding video because my nigga who got married is a 49er fan. Yep.
Yeah, you started some. They don't want that video.
Oh yeah, I sent it to him. He good with it. He love it, but I put. But see, the motherfuckers that was talking that Cowboy, I put on the bottom of the screen because they were like, "Yeah, scratch. We could bet any time. This time, the other. Boo, bad, boo, bad, boo, bad, boo." Talking all that shit the way these cats be doing. And then I put on this goddamn wedding video, 49ers defeat Cowboys 23-17 and knock them out of the playoff in the first round. Oh.
Uh-huh. So, he loved that.
Nobody
he a 49ers.
You need something great.
So,
yeah, I put it on there.
So who y'all playing in the Super Bowl? It's going to be y'all and who else?
They ain't going to see the Super Bowl.
Just a prediction. We just going by just a prediction. That's all. Just a prediction. We know it ain't going to happen. But just to hear his, let him pump himself up like Gigantor, pound his chest a little bit.
I'm going to say this. The 49ers might win tomorrow now. They might beat Green Bay. I'm seeing
Green
it.
Green Bay all that time. What you need? Oh, no.
Buddha Ali, you know better than that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the 49ers.
I ain't never really liked Green Bay. So I got
it. It really is 28 degrees out there in Arkansas because it done froze your brain up.
It is. No, it's 24 degrees. I'm outside right now. Give me some coffee.
I just left outdoors. I've seen a plane flying your way, Sky to D. I've seen an airplane in the sky flying your way. I was just standing outdoors. I had it on mute.
Probably was dropping some icicles because it's cold as heck out here, man.
Yep. They going to be singing that song, People Get Ready, There's a Train Coming. Don't need no ticket, just get on board. That's what y'all going to be doing. Y'all going to get on board with the Dallas Cowboys on the couch.
So who going to the Super Bowl? Who going to be there?
They are going to be there. Long as it ain't Tom Brady.
Who going to be on the field? It's going to be Tom Brady and who else?
Mm-mm. No, long as it ain't Tom Brady.
Yeah, that nigga, he built for this one.
He got four receivers out.
It don't matter. He made it this far. That nigga had a lucky fucking rabbit foot in his pocket in his doggone pants, man. I can't count him out never. No more ever. I ain't lost so much money messing around with that dude. Woo. Man. Especially that Atlanta game. Boy, I lost so much money that night. And I told myself, no more. I won't go against that dude again.
Man, y'all better get up off of that shit.
Y'all got some action. Y'all got action, but I'm going to tell you, man.
If it ain't us, I want Aaron Rodgers. My damn self. You know what I'm saying? If my Niners lose, and which they ain't, I would rather want Aaron Rodgers.
Against who?
Tom Brady.
There it is there. That's the prediction.
Yeah, that's what it looks like it's going to be.
No, it's not. Give it up be LSF, my nigga.
Oh, we're about to see, because I'm going to call that bet in tomorrow in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm putting that up there. Matter of fact, I'm going to call my cousin tonight, just so he can get over there early in the morning.
All you got to do is do the FanDuel, nigga.
FanDuel.
Yeah, do the FanDuel.
Pay the $5 to get in?
Nigga, I think they talking about like a dollar to get in.
Yeah, I'm going to do that then.
Like if your team win off of like $5, you win like $255.
Yeah, I've seen that. That sounds like a bet.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm tired of picking up these bottles and cans, man.
I want to miss. Well, we got all our bets in on the
square.
With Bell near.
What Bell? Bell still there? Ask him what the pot look like.
I'm about to ask him right now. I just can't help him. I had to go to the waterworks.
I think the pot gonna be probably about $1,500-$1,600.
I don't know. Shit, I know I won that seven something last year, nigga.
We both won last year.
Yeah, we did.
We kicked them in the butt, boy. All the money we spent on the football pool last year, we got it all back in one wop.
One wop. That shit was good.
Yeah, man, but this Hip Hop 50 thing, we got to really concentrate on how we're going to do it. I'm going to be hitting y'all up every week now just to get some ideas of how to do it, because I got the El Rey Theater downtown L.A. I'm going to do it there, and I just got to get the rest of this money. That's all we got to do is get the rest of the money. The boy Keenan Thompson, he wants to see the film.
Well,
my little nephew
did something with him a long time ago.
Yeah, but now it's like it's on now because he just got his money. See, he didn't have his money yet, and his show wasn't done. Now his show is done.
Show. Don't you remember when we supposed to do that damn show?
Right, but now Don is like, Keenan want to see the film, so we're going to go ahead and let him see the film. And then we can't tighten it up no better because that's too much time. We're going to give it to him as it is, the commercial plus the film, and let him check it out. Let him check out what we already got. And then if you say, okay, cool, we'll just go do a season with him, because Snoop don't want that. He wants to recreate the whole thing.
Yeah, that's he want to do the fucking.
He want to recreate.
He want to just do the series.
Yeah, the series. He want to do it that way, which is cool too, because we'll never run out of, you know, run out of.
Be forever.
Stuff to talk
about. I told you, it should be forever.
Because right now,
ever,
for us to put out
forever.
Us to put out inserts right now would be like we'll be defeating the purpose to let these people see what we're really doing. I don't want to put no extra stuff out there right now. Especially the insert. The inserts are so bomb. We can't. We've got to tighten up our inserts, like the mixtape one. Oh, we're going to be good. We're going to be good. You got to stay healthy. Drink some more water, Scratch.
Man, I drink so much water, nigga. I'm like a little fish, nigga. A big fish in a small pond type of shit. I'm a big ass fish, man. Nigga, I drink so much water, I think I'm drowning half of the time. Now, you got to read that, and then you got to send it back? Oh, just write some shit and send it back to me. All right, see you soon.
That's the song now. Police, man.
Yeah, boy. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I know that we got, it's a lot of things we got to do. I'm just, hell, I'm working for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm working for us. Actually, it seems like I'm working for everybody. You know what I mean? Because I'm constantly doing stuff outside of the box to make somebody else happy. I wanna do this thing. I wanna finish the pizza shop with you. So once I do that, I could actually have 30 seconds to myself. And it's a whole lot of times I can have 30 seconds to myself.
I almost got a damn ticket. I had to throw the phone down. The police. I was riding down the street, and the police just sitting right there with their light on. Hey, hit me in the face with the light. I dropped the phone straight down. And follow me all the way to the crib. Woo. Thank you, Lord. No ticket.
Man, I'm telling you, time is it. Okay. Before, when you finish this, I got to go to the store.
Do you think I'm supposed to shoot you that little, shoot you that bill real quick?
Oh, it's all good. But look, I'm just saying, because we still on, believe it or not, we still on motherfucking. Well, we in the after hours, so when I had to cut the music off, they usually stop it. But Hell, you know how much paper you bought last time?
I just need one sheet.
Just write. Just hold the whole thing.
So, Scratch, if I send you the money, then you're going to just give it to Bill?
Yeah, if you send me the money, I'll just give it to Bill.
All right, let me do that.
Yeah, send an extra $5 because I got to pull it out the goddamn.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot you that bill right now for.
Yeah, but he said he ain't. Right now, you cool, right? You cool right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you would. If you had sent, gave him the money or not.
Right.
Is what I was thinking. Goddamn, why all my TVs is up?
I don't know what's going on
right now. I know, I'm just saying. Nigga, motherfucking. All the TVs just went off at the same time.
That wind blowing out there, man. I'm glad we wasn't working. That's why I said I didn't want to work.
Nigga, that shit fucked me up, nigga. Early. Oh, Lord.
What's today? 21st?
Today is, geez. 21st. But yeah, man. So we got all day. We get started early. We can work all day tomorrow.
Oh, hit me up. Hit me in the morning early.
Yeah.
I'll be ready. Charge your phone up tonight.
Charging everything right now, nigga, because I can't afford not to talk to nobody or at least go and try to find out what the hell is going on with my electrical power. I'm just glad it didn't go out doing the show. That shit did that shit Friday, last Friday, nigga, like, boop. And I couldn't even log back in. So everybody, what the fuck happened? I was like, dude, the whole fucking, everything just went out. I'm tired of this shit. That's the only thing I hate about it up here. All this shit just be going out like a motherfucker. Yeah. Well, Truest Radio, after hours, I don't even know if this should be recording. I got to go on. It say episode ended, but I'm going to see. I got to go back and see her face. Be like, nigga, you know I hate that motherfucker. I don't know why he keep calling the show and they go back and hear it. No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about that other nigga. Nah, but we out of here. Truest Radio. Love y'all.
Love y'all too.
Yay, yay.
All right, love y'all, man. Godspeed. Peace.
Love y'all too. Good night.